how can you act in a way that refutes all the false narratives they're sharing about you? So if you meet this new person, you're going to be calm and chill and collaborative and not be the crazy person that they have already told them that you are and know that they are. They are talking about the psycho ex, crazy ex. My crazy ex is keeping my children from me, or whatever it might be. My crazy ex is taking all my money through child support and alimony and taking me back to court left and right. There's like a textbook of crap they say.
Welcome to the Rising Beyond podcast, where you can find hope and healing after a toxic or abusive relationship. I'm Sybil Cummin, a licensed professional counselor specializing in working with victims and survivors of domestic violence and narcissistic abuse, including the youngest witnesses. Over the past decade, I have been honored to witness victims move to survivors and then to thriving in their lives. If you feel alone in your healing process, are dealing with the onslaught of post-separation abuse, or just needing some validation that you are not crazy, you are in the right place.
Co-parenting with a toxic, narcissistic, and abusive ex-partner is not for the faint of heart. And now, either you or your ex is bringing in a new significant other, and it's going to shake things up. And so what do you do? What is the best practice for adding this additional bonus parent in on your end? And how do you manage this potential new relationship with a step-parent to your kids? That is what we're talking about today. I'm Sybil Cummin. This is the Rising Beyond podcast. Welcome if you're new, and if you have been with me for a while, thank you for joining me again. This is a topic that I don't think gets enough attention because I have seen it cause lots and lots of problems, but I've also seen it where this can be really helpful and beneficial and can offer support and almost a buffer as it's needed. So what are we going to do? How are we going to delineate these roles? What roles should happen? How are we going to communicate with our new partner, with their new partner? All of the things. And so, again, I want to put forth that actually we need to touch base on safety first for you. So when you bring in another partner, you can almost guarantee that that is going to increase the amount of abuse or coercive control that's going to happen when your ex-partner finds out. I don't say that to scare you. I say that because you need to be aware of, right? It's another way that your ex is losing control of you, losing control of the situation. What if your children like your new partner better than dad, right? Or better than mom, depending on, you know, who we're talking about here. And so you just need to be aware that this is likely to happen, that your ex is going to up the ante in some way, and it's going to drive you completely bonkers. So it could be that they are going to now present as the best co-parent ever, and they're going to try and buddy up to your new partner. Possible. Seen it happen. It could also be that they are going to be more threatening, and they are going to threaten your new significant other and make it so horrible, right? Throw allegations around about them so that they leave and they can't deal with it, or that they get pulled into the drama. So just putting that out there, FYI, to be ready. And there are things you can do to mitigate. The first thing I want you to think about is how much, when, and how are you communicating with your new partner, your significant other, about your situation, right? This is not like a first date, super fun conversation, right? And at some point in this new relationship, they need to be aware. They need to understand for so many reasons. One is to protect themselves somewhat, but maybe more importantly, so that they can support you in a way that is actually going to be supportive, so that they can start understanding and learning what you have gone through when you were in the abusive relationship and what you continue to go through post-separation. So how are you doing this? A lot of them aren't going to get it if they have not been in a situation like this. They may say some of those hurtful things like, wow, the divorce was like 3 years ago. Why is this still a problem? And if they are asking in a way that they're really, truly trying to understand, great. This is also an area where you might see some red flags pop up, and then you can make that decision whether they are going to remain your significant other or not. There are a lot of areas in this before you share with your abusive ex, the parent of your children. There are a lot of things that you need to kind of set up. You need to set the stage and set boundaries up front. And so this might be really hard for you to do, and that might feel really uncomfortable. If this is you, maybe you are wondering about dating, you want to start dating, I need you to look for an upcoming episode. It's coming out in the near future on how do you know if you're ready to start dating again? So that's coming up. So if you're in that space, make sure you're subscribed, make sure you're listening, tuned in, pay attention to my socials so that you know, or hop on my email list even better, because then it'll get sent right to your inbox when that episode is released. So really focus on your healing. What boundaries do you need to set up front? What do they need to know? Maybe everyone's decided, yep, they're going to play a big role in your life and in your children's lives. Maybe they move in or they're going to move in. Maybe you decide that you are going to get married. Again, whatever it looks like, you need to define your new partner's role. And don't worry, after we talk about your new partner, we're going to talk about how to deal with your ex's new partner. So don't worry, that's coming. So what is your new partner's role? This is really important to talk about these in like different areas. So what is their role in parenting your child? So there's some best practices in general for step parents who come in. It's kind of based on your child's age and developmental stage, how long they've been around your child before they become sort of like a parenting figure or a parent figure for them. But I can say that we need to be even more cautious in this situation because of all what we already talked about your ex. A narcissist is not going to like if your new partner is doing a lot of the parenting, as I'm sure you don't like, or maybe you do because it means that your kids are safer, when your ex's significant other is now parenting. So you need to figure out what that looks like. Best practice is they are going to back you up. They are not setting the rules. You are the leader in that regard. Now, if your new partner also has kids, there's going to need to be a lot of communication and collaboration and talking about what it's going to look like, right? Because it can make it really difficult on whose rules are we following, right? There's a lot going on there. But in general, you're the leader. You're the leading parent for your children. And their role is to kind of back up your parenting. If they've been around for a really long time and your children are younger, then yeah, can they set some of the rules and consequences and dole things out? Yes. And you need to know what you're comfortable with as well, especially if you have a history where your ex was abusive to your child. Ooh, you're going to be so much more mama bear around this. And that's okay. That is okay. It just needs to be communicated well with your new partner. So how are they communicating with your ex? They're not. They're not playing any sort of leading role in that communication. Okay, we are not going to have them do the dirty work for us. So again, they're in a supporting role rather than any sort of leading role. So if they feel very protective of you and they're seeing continued abuse, this is an area that you're going to have to set a boundary with them. Can they help you communicate? Right? Get that message in your co-parenting app, your stomach's all like, and you want some support and help, and they get it. Sure, run things by them. Have them support you and help you. But they're not doing the communicating unless there's some sort of an emergency or things are already set. Maybe they are going to do the transition this time because school's and there's a snow day and you have a work meeting that you can't miss. And so they're going to be the transition person. Okay, right? Case by case basis. And again, they are not playing the leading role. Probably the most important piece is figuring out how you would like your partner to support you, right? Maybe they're available for any of your venting rant sessions. Great. And are they fueling your fire when that's not appropriate and you need to be more grounded? Okay, this needs to be kind of discussed. What do you need? So before you vent, rant, whatever, or maybe mid-rant, and they're trying to solve the problem, but you just need a listen buddy, then you're going to let them know, hey, I know we'll figure out a solution. I just really need to vent right now, right? So just having that open, active communication with them about that. Maybe they can do some of the supporting role in taking your kids to grab a movie and ice cream. Maybe they are helping you more around the house. Maybe, oh my gosh, imagine this. Everyone, imagine that they're actually a partner. What? That's possible, Sybil. Yes, imagine that they help you and partner around the house. Oh, yep. Amazing, right? So maybe they can support you in that way. They just need to know how to do it because they may not know how. And so that is you in your healing, knowing what you need and being able to communicate that with your new partner. So I hope that gets us kind of started with as you're bringing a new partner into your space. Let's talk a little bit about your ex's new partner. It is likely that they jumped right in to another relationship, right? Because do they want to be a parent? No, they don't. Do they need their ego stroked? Yes, they do. Do they need a fan to spread lies about you? They absolutely do need that. And so it is likely that they have moved on a lot quicker than you have moved on. So let's all take a collective deep breath. Right? Ground yourself in whatever way, move your body. If you have a rough situation going on with a step parent that makes things even more difficult, I see you. I know this is hard. Sometimes it can feel like two against one. Because if they chose their partner, and I say this facetiously, wisely, then it is someone that is going to hang on every word, that is going to believe everything they say, that is going to team up with them against the common enemy that is you. And they're going to be like the devil reincarnate also. And some of you actually are like, hallelujah, I am so worried about the safety of my child because I know my parents abuse, the other parents abusive. And having someone else in the house, especially in the beginning where they're going to be love bombing and need to have that mask on, like they're the best parent on planet Earth, that actually may be a protective factor for you and your kids. So kind of hit or miss about who your ex has chosen. So yeah, if the new partner, your ex's new significant other, can be a little bit of a buffer. Amazing. And so you might, you know, in the very beginning when they don't tell you, right, initially, you're probably going to find out a different way that they've got another person unless they think it'll hurt you. And then they'll share, you know, all over everywhere that they have a new partner. Hey, I think it's a great idea to request to meet with them. Absolutely. You will know real quickly what kind of partner your ex has. So if it's someone that's going to join in the abuse, heck yeah, they want them to meet you because they're going to be cruel and horrible. If they are trying to portray like they are the best thing ever, they're the best parent ever, and they're amazing and they're not abusive, they may prevent you from meeting them. They may prevent you from meeting them at all alone. Okay, we're going to just roll with it. And everything you've learned on this podcast, everything you learn in the Rising Beyond community is how can you act in a way that refutes all the false narratives they're sharing about you. So if you meet this new person, you're going to be calm and chill and collaborative and not be the crazy person that they have already told them that you are and know that they are. They are talking about the psycho ex, crazy ex. My crazy ex is keeping my children from me or whatever it might be. My crazy ex is taking all my money through child support and alimony and taking me back to court left and right, right? There's like a textbook of crap they say. Okay. So if you can meet with them, great. I'm hoping that your parenting plan is set up in a way that has some of the framework or rules already set out for you about when they can move into the home with your children, about what the communication looks like, what level of participation this new partner can have in your child's life. I don't know a lot, unfortunately, of parenting plans that do really specify these things until they become a problem and then you have to go back to court and fix it. So if you are early on and you need some support in creating your parenting plan, go to our website, risingbeyondpc.com/parenting-plans. But risingbeyondpc.com and the parenting plan stuff is up there. We can help you create that. Okay, done with the plug. But you, if you don't have this in your parenting plan, are going to have to start setting some boundaries potentially about what your significant other and what their significant other, what their role is and what their level of participation is. So are they allowed to take your kid to therapy? Are they allowed to participate in your child's school activities? Right? And we need to be aware of if your kids are on their parenting time. It is hard to specify a lot of this. Okay, so some of this might make you cringe that the new girlfriend is going to be the one dropping your child off at school every morning when they're with their other parent, or that they're taking them to dance practice or whatever it might be. Some of it, you're not going to have a whole heck of a lot of say. If there is specific like therapeutic information that it should really only go to the biological parents unless everyone's comfortable and there's a release of information signed. So I'm a child's therapist. Do I take information in from a step parent? Yeah, sometimes I do. Do I share information to the step parent? If I don't have a release, no, I do not. So there's just my thoughts on how to go about that. But you need to be really specific. You need to set these boundaries and think about what those boundaries are for you and how are they going to benefit the child. So most of these situations really are better if you can agree with your ex-partner. You're like, ha, 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 Sybil, we will never agree. But if you can come up with something outside of court. So maybe attorneys are used to create this agreement, but going back to court for this is exhausting. It costs a lot of money. I would only suggest that if it's causing really significant problems. So yes, if you can agree outside of court, all the better. And when you're doing any of this communication, then you will need to always, I talk about this all the time, put the child's best interest first. So if you are requesting that new girlfriend is not taking child to therapy, then you need to be able to specify why that's causing harm to the child or why it's not in the child's best interest. So that could be that your child acted weird at therapy and the therapist shared that with you all, or the therapist wanted to communicate information and they couldn't because that's not appropriate. Or maybe your child said something that they don't want new girlfriend to take them to therapy or whatever it might be. So in your request, in your co-parenting app to your parent, you need to have reasons why this is not beneficial to the child. It's going to bring up all of your stuff. It's going to trigger you, and you're going to need to work on those things. If it's causing issues for the child, that's when things need to be changed. So if you're going to go the route of reaching out to attorneys to change something, you really need to have that down. How is this causing harm to the child? So wrapping it up, there are a lot of gray areas here. Everyone's situation is different. And we didn't even talk about, because we don't have time to talk about, and this should be a whole nother episode if y'all want one, is how are you talking with your child about the other parent? What happens when your co-parent and their significant other want your child to call the significant other mom or dad? Wow, there's so much that comes up with that, right? So this could be a whole nother episode. If that would be helpful to you, if you could reach out to me and let me know, that would be helpful. So then I know, yes, everyone needs this information, or like, no, Sybil, you don't even need to talk about that. info@risingbeyondpc.com. Okay, wrapping up again, second wrap up, I guess, that this is going to cause a rift. It doesn't mean it's going to cause this huge major issue and that means you're going to be alone forever. You just need to have things set up well from the get-go on your end. Remember, we can't control what your ex is going to do. We can't control anyone else but us. So if you can do your healing work first, if you can set the boundaries, if you can communicate well with your new partner, this will go a lot smoother. So thank you all for being here with me on the Rising Beyond podcast, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Rising Beyond podcast.
If you found hope and support through this podcast, there are a few things you can do to help us continue to provide meaningful and value-packed episodes. First, you can follow and subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you're willing, while you're there, you can give us a rating and review, which will help other survivors find us so we can offer them this help as well. And if you have the means and desire to do so, you can click on the Buy Me a Coffee link and help provide a small financial contribution to the show. This allows us to spend more time and energy finding the best guests and providing the most value to you. And if you want to work with me and the Rising Beyond community, go to www.risingbeyondpc.com for details.